Hello, my name is Jeff Lincoln, and I am the lead writer and director for Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence. I wanted to quickly take a moment to address some cast changes to our amazing show. In the past, we had Chris Vaughn playing Kai Erran, and Holden Levy playing Larian. Unfortunately, these two cast members needed to step away for personal reasons, and I wish them all the best of luck in their future projects. Now, Kai Erran will be played by Justin Cabanting, and Doug Nelson will be playing Larian. I wish them both the best of luck and hope they enjoy the roles that they have been given. Now sit back and enjoy our latest episode of Resurgence. May the Force be with you.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence. Episode 7, Assembly. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, having completed their quest to retrieve their lightsaber crystals, Kai and company make their way to the rendezvous point with the Republic fleet. The fleet in which Senator Weber has arranged to transport relief supplies to the devastated Droman Kaas. All the while, Lord Tahar's forces are already on the move, nearing Droman Kaas at record speed, preparing to ambush the Republic fleet and their escorts under the command of Koth Onassi. Simultaneously, on Coruscant, Darth Tankeel makes another move to ensure her mission goes according to plan.
Senator Weber?
Yes, may I help you?
My name is Eleanor Soon. I am your new assistant aboard this vessel.
Oh, yes. I was told to expect you. May I see your credentials?
You'll have to forgive me. We're not skipping any kind of step on this journey.
Of course. This is my ident card, and this is my shipboard credentials.
I appreciate you having chosen to accompany us on this mission, Nala. Droman Kaas desperately needs this relief.
Are things really that bad on Droman Kaas?
They're only weeks away from total economic and agricultural collapse. Without this relief mission, it is likely that Droman Kaas will revert back to the wild world it once was. And instead of supplies, a mass evacuation would be needed.
I had no idea.
Yes, Chancellor Tal has done an unsettling amount of hush work on the news that Droman Kaas is facing collapse.
Would it be inappropriate to ask why?
Because, Miss Soon, I deemed it necessary to keep the public in a state of calm. Every day we face the prospect of more and more systems leaving the Republic, and we need the support from everyone who remains.
Chancellor Tal, I wasn't expecting you.
Senator, I decided to stop by and wish you luck on your mission.
Thank you, Chancellor. We should be leaving momentarily. I don't believe Admiral Narsi wants to waste any time.
Were you able to secure the additional security that was requested?
Yes, they will be meeting us in transit.
Additional security?
Yes, we've arranged to have a team of Jedi Knights accompany us on our journey.
I thought that the Jedi had all gone into hiding.
It's a long story, but I'll be happy to explain it later.
Indeed. Senator Weber, I need to speak with Miss Soon very briefly. We shouldn't delay your boarding.
No problem, Senator. Miss Soon, please join me in my quarters when you're finished with Chancellor Tal. Good day, Chancellor.
Of course, Senator.
Good luck, Senator.
What can I do for you, Chancellor?
I don't believe the Senator will furnish you with all the necessary information, but her son is one of the Jedi accompanying you on the mission. I trust that you'll know what to do with that information when assisting the Senator.
Thank you, Chancellor. I certainly shall keep it in mind.
The boy is a bookworm. Somehow I expect him to be just as docile as before his training as a Jedi. At worst, he will only be a Padawan. In either case, furnish him with reading material and he should stay out of your hair.
Do you have an issue with her son?
Not directly. I have an issue with the Senator. She tends to meddle too much, and frankly enjoys upsetting the status quo.
Well, I wouldn't know much about that. I'm just an assistant, Chancellor. I doubt there's much I could do to keep her from doing so.
Let me put it another way. I want this mission done and over with, sooner rather than later. I'm expecting you to ensure that it does. The Republic has far more pressing matters of its own than dealing with a planet that is likely going to die anyway. Do I make myself clear, Miss Zun?
Transparently, Chancellor.
I expect regular reports on the status of the mission. Please ensure either the Senator or yourself get them to me. You may go, Miss Zun. Keep her in line, if you can.
What a pretentious fool. The man must be a massive micromanager. However, this certainly confirms that this mission is going to get much more complicated.
All personnel not aboard Flight 113, outbound for Droman cars, are instructed to board. All hatches and gantryways will be sealed in 5 minutes. Repeat, 5 minutes.
I better get aboard. I must keep close to Senator Weber at all times. But if the Jedi decide to board, I will need to be careful.
The enormous engines of 30 ships begin to push their way from their holding pens and begin their ascent towards the stars. Leaving the orbit of the Coruscant docks, Flight 113 and her crew make their way to their first port of call to pick up the necessary supplies to relieve Droman Kaas. Across space, the Logan Star streaks across the stars, tearing away from the orbit of Ilum and moving towards the rendezvous point with the relief fleet. Remaining in the cockpit, HK-35 pilots the ship as Larian greets a group in the small cargo and workshop area of the heavy freighter.
I am proud to hear that you have both retrieved your kyber crystals. I hope that the journey wasn't too arduous.
It was certainly different. But it seems we were able to overcome our challenges.
I'm still processing it. I saw a few things that unnerved me, but I was able to retrieve my crystal as well.
We can certainly discuss what you saw. For now, Larian has a few things for you both.
I do indeed. Please, come this way, young ones.
Were you able to find all the pieces?
You were surprisingly thorough in retrieving them from the temple. It was a simple matter of sorting them so they could make their choices.
Good work.
As you can see, I have sorted these parts so you can easily assemble your lightsabers.
Your lightsaber will be as unique to you as your kyber crystal is. Just choose which parts feel natural to you. But make sure you choose only one of each in order.
Are there enough parts for a dual blade?
Do you have a preference for your blade, Aiden?
I felt most comfortable using the pole arms during training. The single blades weren't bad, but I liked the defensive capabilities.
Very well. Larian, do we have enough?
There should be sufficient amount of parts to assemble a lightsaber with two ends.
Fantastic. I'll get to work right away.
You're pretty excitable there, Aiden.
Well, building these lightsabers finally makes it all real now. This is the point of no return. At least for me.
You've still got a chance to back out, you know.
And leave you alone to fend for yourself? No chance in hell, mate. We're in this together. Bet on it.
Well, what are we waiting for, then? Let's get started.
Teresa, can you supervise? I will contact Senator Weber and inform her that we're on our way.
Very well, Master. Kai, Aiden this way. Let's get to work on your lightsabers. All right. There are four basic components to every lightsaber, not counting your kyber crystal. The pommel, the sleeve, which will contain your kyber crystal, the switch, and the emitter. Aiden, you will take double of each, since you said you wanted a dual-bladed weapon.
No offense, but this is a collection of junk. Is this stuff really gonna work?
You wound me, young one. I assure you all of these parts are in fine condition.
I'm sorry, Larian. It's not that I don't trust your abilities. It's just that a lot of this looks repurposed. Junk, really. Even if you cleaned them up and made sure they work, can this stuff work together?
Too early to tell. A lightsaber only becomes infused with the Force when we assemble it. That said, no matter how good the parts are, if they aren't in tune with each other, the lightsaber won't work.
You really have read all the material, haven't you, Aiden? I'd say you're destined to become a consular in the future.
I enjoy studying, and studying the Force has not only been a challenge, it's been quite entertaining as well.
Well then, perhaps you could tell us exactly how you'll assemble your lightsabers.
Well, besides our components, we'll need to use a combination of levitation and meditation to bond with our crystals. If they are in tune, they'll fuse together properly and the lightsaber should work. If not, the emitter will fizzle and we'll have to try again. Only when a perfect bonding is achieved will we be successful.
The exact words of the texts. But written word isn't the same as practical experience. It may take you a few tries to achieve a perfect bonding. Every Jedi trainee encounters this. Bonding with your crystals and tools isn't easy.
So, don't get overly frustrated with failing and keep trying until it works.
Exactly. Don't be discouraged and press forward.
In the forward compartment, Soma slides into the co-pilot seat next to HK-35. He reaches up and places the headset onto his head. Relaxing into the chair, Somus would bring up the communication systems and begin to prepare to contact the relief fleet with an update on their progress.
Inquisitive declaration. Master Somus, forgive any apparent rudeness, but is it the smartest decision to accept this mission when your students are clearly lacking?
In an ideal world, HK, I wouldn't dare bring them on this mission. But with the growing threat of the Sith and the insistence of Senator Weber, I don't have much of a choice.
Indecisive response. You have that much confidence in your students. It wasn't too long ago that you were rescuing them in alleys, and Master Van was dueling with a scoundrel intent on killing them both.
They've learned the necessary tools to get them started. They've passed their gathering trial. If they hadn't got through that, they'd spend the rest of this mission locked away studying more texts.
Sarcastic statement. And Gundarks are tame, ideal pets.
HK, I believe you're unimpressed and jealous.
Deadpan statement. I am not programmed to be impressed or jealous. I am programmed to analyze and draw conclusions.
And what conclusion have you reached then, HK?
Truthful statement. Given their training habits, their interpersonal quips, and the rapid pace of their training, I place their chances of survival against any major engagement at less than 20%.
That's a rather bleak assessment, HK. Surely there's room for a higher percentage?
Truthful statement. If they can assemble their weapons, I put their chances up to 23.5%.
That's, still rather dim.
Truthful rebuttal. It is what the math dictates, Master Somas.
Perhaps we don't mention those odds to the boys or Senator Weber then, even if prompted.
Insulting retort. Master, I cannot tell a lie. I cannot believe that you would suggest that I do.
I'm not asking you to lie, HK. I'm asking you to omit.
Insulting retort. I believe that is referred to as a lie of omission, Master.
HK, just don't tell them. Their chances will go down. Isn't that correct?
Processing. Processing. Truthful statement. Upon assessing the scenario, you are correct. If they were to know their chances, their survival rates drop drastically to 5.25%. I shall refrain from giving them that particular information.
That is much appreciated, HK. Now, I need to communicate our status to Senator Weber and get further instruction.
Affirmative statement. Understood, Master.
Master Somas.
Admiral Onasi, I'm surprised you answered. I was expecting to speak with Senator Weber.
The Senator is currently resting in her private cabin. She spent the majority of the day coordinating with dock controllers and ship captains.
I can understand how that could be draining. We were supposed to check in with our progress.
Yes, the Senator told me as much. How are Kai and Aiden doing?
They're learning at a rapid rate. They've just completed their crystal trial and are working on their lightsabers as we speak.
That is fantastic news, Master Somas. Somehow, I've got a bad feeling that we're going to be needing all four of you.
Is there something wrong, Admiral?
Nothing I can put a direct finger on. This mission was thrown together very fast. Republic Intelligence has claimed to have checked everyone out, but this is a mission of thousands of people assembled in less than a week. They couldn't have gotten them all checked in such a short amount of time.
You're worried about a strike from within, then?
If my time fighting with Jedi and Sith have taught me one thing, it's the betrayals from where you feel the most safe that are the most destructive. It will be up to you four to sniff out any potential problems. I know Jedi have a keen knack for pulling off the impossible and detecting problems well ahead of time.
We'll do what we can. We can begin with inspecting each ship in the fleet. If we sense anything, we'll contact you immediately.
It would certainly put my mind at ease, Master Somas.
We could coordinate more effectively in person.
I am having my navigator send you the coordinates for our meeting place.
We can be there in 3 hours. Hopefully the two back there can manage to get their lightsabers by then.
I remember the first time Revan built their lightsaber at the Enclave on Dantooine. Their parts exploded in their face and they were covered in soot.
Lightsabers don't typically explode. What happened?
We don't know. Bastilla and I always assumed it was because Revan was constantly in a locked battle with his light and dark urges that he could never properly bond with his crystal.
Are you still in contact with Shan?
I wish I was. She, like the rest of the Jedi, went into hiding after the events at Malachor V. Last I knew, she was seeking a quiet life with her son.
Her son?
You must have been in hiding for quite some time, Master Somas. After Revan and Bastilla defeated Malak in the Starforge, the two married, and Bastilla became pregnant with their son. The Jedi Council of the time argued with them both, claiming their union was something akin to heresy against the Jedi Code. An agreement was made that the Council wouldn't speak publicly against the Union so long as Revan and Bastilla remained silent about their belief that love was a much more powerful tool when it came to the ways of the Jedi and the Force.
And people wonder why the Jedi had a civil war.
I personally was on their side. I journeyed with them. I saw their love spring from disdain and mistrust. Revan was once one of the most powerful Sith and learned to love and became a man I could respect and admire because of his love, not only for Bastilla, but for his friends as well.
I see.
You don't agree?
It's not that I disagree. It just goes against the Jedi Code. I've seen the results of powerful bonds and love. It can be a double-edged sword. With the right person, you can elevate yourself and become the best version of you. But if you lose that love, have it ripped away from you, you can fall faster than any before you.
The same can be said for any man or woman in the galaxy.
The average person doesn't have the ability to manipulate the Force and bend people to their will.
So you're saying that because the risk even exists, they shouldn't take it?
Not at all. I am, however, saying one needs to be careful in the ways of bonds and love.
I think that's probably the most enlightened response I have ever heard from a Jedi Master.
The Jedi Order fell for a reason. Perhaps it may be time to have a change.
It would take a wiser man than I to decide that, Master Somas.
Unfortunately, with many of the old masters now dead and missing, it may be up to us.
You believe there are that few members of the Jedi still around?
We were an order of thousands, whittled to hundreds in less than a year. I would venture a guess that other than Shan, myself, and Miss Vaughn, there may be no more than 10 surviving.
I'm sorry, Master Somas, that it must be a painful thing to remember.
It's our history at this point. There's no hiding from it. The only thing we can do is keep moving forward, rebuild what was taken, and hope for a better future.
We learned at Telos we can restore planets to be life-giving. I hope Drahman Cass will be the next.
One can only hope, Admiral. I look forward to continuing our discussion at another time. For now, I shall let you get back to the business of running your ship. May the Force be with you.
Back on board the Sojourn, Darth Tankeel, under the guise of Anala's son, studies the great ship's layout, her plan slowly coming together. While one hand rests on a touch interface, her other hovers just above a diagnostic terminal, one of her digits missing the tip. Instead, a scomp tool takes its place, slowly rotating its access turner.
The Sojourn is an impressive ship, and Admiral Onasi has strategically placed many checkpoints throughout. The man has certainly seen war, and has learned. It'll be nearly impossible to get a boarding party aboard.
Anala, is that you?
Yes, Senator. I am just working on some filing. Is there something I can do?
You wouldn't happen to have access to the ship's communication system, would you?
Unfortunately, I do not, Senator. All communications will need to be routed through the bridge.
Oh, a shame. I wanted to call my son.
You must miss him while he is undergoing Jedi training.
I don't recall telling you about that. Who told you?
That would be Chancellor Tal. He warned me that you may, in fact, be a bit distracted by your son. He requested that I keep you on track, and to ensure the mission was conducted quickly, I believe his exact words were.
Oh, Chancellor Tal, the man doesn't know to leave well enough alone. You won't need to worry about my being distracted, Anala.
You're absolutely positive of that, Senator.
I may care deeply for my son, but this mission is of vital importance. I cannot put my personal feelings before the needs of those suffering and starving on Drahman Cass.
Not that it's my place, Senator. But is it worth it? What promises do you have that the world won't just fall apart anyway?
Promises? Unfortunately, there are none. It could work, or all our efforts could be wasted, and Drahman Cass could be lost forever.
curious. I wonder then what drives you to do such a thing when you know that it could swing either way. Surely you'd want to have some kind of promise or item that will lean things in your favor.
I have hope, Inala, and hope can be a powerful tool when wielded properly.
Hope?
Yes. I have a belief that if I'm still alive, there's something I can do. And that brings me hope that I can do something right with the time I have.
I believe I understand what you're saying. Forgive me. It's been some time since I've interacted with someone whose political and personal ambitions are more outwardly inclined.
No apologies necessary. It's not lost on me that many politicians are out to gain power or deepen their pockets with financial gains. Personally, I believe there is still good in this universe, but it will overcome any challenges that we are given.
You certainly are much different than I was led to believe by Chancellor Tal.
Oh, and what impression was that?
Well, putting it bluntly, Senator, that you were an absolute fool who enjoys meddling in his affairs far too often.
Ouch. Well, if that's the position of the Chancellor, that certainly makes me understand why he was so adamantly opposed to this relief mission.
He did seem to give the impression that the Republic shouldn't be worrying about worlds that are technically no longer affiliated with the Republic.
They put out a call for help. I wasn't going to simply abandon them.
I heard you moved mountains to get this mission approved. You have my admiration, Senator.
Thank you, Inala. I'm honored. But we've got a lot of work to do before we arrive in the Kashyyyk system.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. Admiral Anasi wanted me to pass along a message that Jedi Master Somos had made contact.
How long did they say it would be before they docked with us?
Approximately 3 hours. That was 3 hours ago.
So that would mean...
Senator Weber, please report to the landing bay.
Well, talk about good timing then.
I imagine that you're pretty anxious to see your son after having not seen him for nearly 3 months.
More than you would believe. Come on, let's go greet our Jedi companions.
I would, Senator, but I'm needed aboard one of the other ships. Some kind of problem with one of their cooling units.
I see. Well, you best get to it then, Inala. I expect a full report as soon as you return to the Sojourn.
You shall have it, Senator. I hope your reunion goes well.
The Logan Star enters the landing bay, spinning slowly on its axis and presenting the rear landing ramp towards Senator Weber and Admiral Onassi. With hissing of steam, the landing legs extend and the refit freighter touches down without so much as a scrape.
You seem nervous, Senator.
I haven't seen Aiden in 3 months. You're telling me you wouldn't be nervous to reunite with a loved one after all that time?
Of course I'd be nervous, Senator. I'd just not be fidgeting my fingers in front of me like you're doing.
What? I see what you mean.
Little trick. Tuck your hands behind your back and relax. You can fidget your fingers all you want, and no one will be the wiser.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sojourn, Master Somos, Master Ben. It's a pleasure to have you all aboard again, and under much better circumstances, too.
Good to be back as well. It has certainly been a trying time for not only ourselves, but our students as well.
It is agreeable to be here again, Admiral.
Calm response. I too find this meeting pleasing.
Thank you, Admiral. I look forward to another one of our talks.
Nice to see you again, Admiral Onassi. I never properly thank you for saving my butt back then. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Admiral Onassi, pleasure as always.
Pleasure.
Guy, Aiden, I believe there is someone here you both know.
Mrs. Weber, it's good to see you again.
Kai, you've certainly changed. The last time we spoke, you were... Well, it doesn't matter. You look good, young man.
Thank you, ma'am. I've had my eyes open to a few things I needed to change. All thanks to my teachers and Aiden.
Aiden, I've been looking forward to this. I'm so proud of you.
Mother, thank you. It's been too long. I've missed you.
And I've missed you. Come, you must tell me about your training.
In time, Senator. For now, we must be briefed on all the details of your mission, if we're going to provide adequate protection for your people and ships.
Right. Please, this way. We can speak in my quarters. The people of Drummond Cass are counting on us. There's not a moment to lose.
You've been listening to Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, Resurgence, Episode 7, Assembly, a Typhon Entertainment Group production, based upon the movie series Star Wars by George Lucas, which is copyright the Walt Disney Company. Starring Justin Cabantine as Kai Aaron, Andrew Latheron as Aiden Weber, Heath Martin as the narrator, Bonnie Bogovich as Darth Tankeel, Eric Schneider as Somas, Julia Kennedy as Teresa Vaughn, Tom Antonellis as HK-35 and Carth Onassi, Doug Nelson as Larion, Max Hertzfeld as Chancellor Asher Tal, Marianne Stanek as Senator Danila Weber. This episode was written and directed by Jeffrey Lincoln. Music is from the Star Wars movie series and Knights of the Old Republic video game series, based on themes by John Williams and Jeremy Soule. Original soundtrack provided by Adam Mullen. Sound effects drawn from the Star Wars films, StarWars.com, and various other sources. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence is a non-profit fan production created for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, or any other copyrighted works heard within this work are copyright to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended.
Through the Force, all things remain in balance. But to what side do they lean? The Republic fleet has embarked on their journey towards Drummond Cass. Zukiel has successfully penetrated Republic security and has embedded herself within the graces of Senator Weber. But what is the ultimate goal, and what trials still lie ahead? Next time on Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic Resurgence, Episode 8, Kashyyyk.
Once upon a time, 27 years after the bombs fell, there were two people, a vault dweller and a California girl. They met and sparks flew. That's when things got interesting. Once Upon a Wasteland is their story. Follow Elizabeth Kirby and Odessa Valdez as they pursue their happily ever after in the post-apocalyptic Appalachian wasteland of Fallout 76. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and many other podcasting platforms. Once Upon a Wasteland, a Fallout 76 love story, available now.